So if you let the care, the anxiety in, and you begin to worry, then you have allowed that to come in. And that is like a thorn in your life. It's a sharp, cutting, painful. It will cause you to have pain and sharpness in your life. And just things, hurtful things. It will cause painful experiences when you just worry, worry, worry. Can't sleep at night. Your body start malfunctioning. Your blood pressure go up. All kind of stuff start happening. Your heart start racing. Those thorns, they represent the sharp, painful places in life. So don't receive the care. You cast it. Because it is trying to get inside you. It is trying to get in your soul. And the Bible says, the Lord say, cast your care. Don't let it in. And Jesus is talking about it right here. He said, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, of material wealth. And he said, the desire for other things. Entering in cause one makes it unfruitful. That means not yielding what it ought to yield. Means the word ought to be producing a great harvest. But if I got rocks and thorns in my heart, guess what? The word is not yielding what it ought to yield, because when we get over to that good heart, Jesus said, and anyone that hears the word and receives it into good ground is the same that brings forth fruit with patience, Luke said, some 30, some 60, some 100. So the word is so supernatural that it's going to give you a minimum return of 30. Notice Jesus didn't say anything about 10. He said some 30, some 60, some 100. That means he believed in multiplication. From 30 to 60 to 100. Multiply. That word, when it's working on the inside, you haven't received that word in the good ground. A good ground. Good ground represents a heart that is not cluttered with rocks and thorns. It's clean. It's pure. It's honorable. It's genuine. That's a good heart. Beautiful. Excellence. Noble. That's a good heart. Honest. That's a good heart. Amen. And that's where we are all working to, that when we hear the word, when we keep and when we guard our heart and our mind, then we're able to maintain our heart in a condition of good ground. So that when the word comes, the word immediately goes to work. It's not hindered by tribulation or persecution. I'm letting the root go down. Amen. The cares of this life not coming in. The deceitfulness of money. I'm not chasing money. Or the desire. And I think Luke or Mark said the pleasures of this life. I'm not going to allow the pleasures of life take the place of God. The lust of other things entering in means to be put into. I'm not going to allow the world to put these things in me. Keep my heart clean before God. I'm going to keep my heart good ground. Hallelujah. Now, that all that's just on casting your care. That's the reason why you want to cast them, because it's looking for a way in. And if it gets in you, then you're not gonna receive the harvest that God intended for you to have. Not yielding what's expected. What are you supposed to expect? At least 30. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said the word will produce 30, 60, 100. Why his word produced so much? Because it's supernatural. Hallelujah. Now, the second part of that is keep your confidence. So what am I going to do? I'm going to cast my care. I got 6 minutes. So I'm six and I'm losing time right now talking to y'all about it. 6 minutes and 7 seconds. Keep your confidence. Cast your care, not your confidence. What happens when people go through a trial? They throw away their confidence. They receive the care. They let the care come in, and they let the confidence go out. But you're not supposed to let the care in. It's looking for a way in. You got to keep the care out. That means you got to stay unburdened. You got to stay unloaded. And when you do, it's not that you're empty. No. What fills that void? If I get rid of the care, then what's going to replace the care? It's the peace of God. It's the joy of the Lord. It is the confidence of God. So I'm not empty when I cast my care. I just got filled up with something different. I got filled up with peace. I got filled up with joy. I got filled up with thanksgiving. I got filled up with rejoicing. And that's how I'm supposed to walk with God. So you cast your care, you keep your confidence. Hebrews 10:35. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. That word compensation of reward means payment of wages due. In other words, when you walk with God, God say, look, you got something coming. So if you don't throw your confidence away, if you don't throw your confidence away and you stay in that place of patience where you're waiting on that word to manifest in your life, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be rewarded. God's going to give you what that seed promised you. That seed will be unhindered in working in your life if you keep your heart uncluttered. Hallelujah. I'm going to receive a full reward. That means I'm going to get at least 30 from this. Glory to God. That means when the blessings start manifesting, boy, I got plenty for myself, plenty to give away. Hallelujah. I can be a blessing to somebody else. Listen at this right here. Confidence. Guess what confidence means? When he said don't cast your confidence, guess what confidence means? It means freedom in speaking. Unreservedness in speech. Openly, without concealment, free and fearless confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, assurance. But the first definition, freedom in speaking. So when he said, don't throw away your confidence, he's telling you, don't stop speaking the word. Because if you can't speak the word in the midst of your trouble, then guess what? You threw your confidence away. It's already gone. He said, don't lose your fearlessness to keep declaring the word of God. Don't lose your confidence. Don't throw away your cheerful courage. Don't throw away your boldness, your assurance. Now, there's some other scriptures here. Hebrews 10:36 says, for you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. So when you exercise the force of patience, you got that word is working, you know God's work, you got peace, you got joy, you're in thanksgiving. Now I must employ patience. And I'm going to wait on that word to manifest itself in my life in a harvest of blessing. Amen. And he said, if I don't throw away my confidence, and if I will exercise patience, he said, because you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, after you spoke the word, after you acted on the word, after you obeyed God, you might carry away to the fullest extent the blessings of the promise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited about this. I see what I'm supposed to be doing. I ain't supposed to throw my confidence away. James 1:2 says the same thing. He said, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Listen to this. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. See, the word is going to supply the need. And he said, count it all joy, didn't he? when you're surrounded by trials. See, we see this is all through the scriptures. Rejoicing is a part of overcoming. In Romans 5:3, Paul said, we glory in tribulation. Now, has he lost his mind? No, he ain't lost his mind. This is how you overcome tribulation. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. That's what he said in Amplified. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patience and unswerving endurance. So Satan bringing a trial against me, bringing the pressure. But he don't know that it's working something in me that's going to give me victory. If I'll just stay with it. One more scripture. Well, I got to finish the deal. I got to close the deal. Can't leave y'all hanging. All right, this is from the words of the master here. Think the master knows something about tribulation?
Yes.
I believe he does. I mean, he's the one that told us about the parable of the sower and why tribulation come. Now he's going to give us some more instruction on what to do when you're faced with tribulation or pressure or anxiety or fear or whatever has come against you. In John 16:33.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus Did It For You. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.